Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in the world. Thanks for tuning in to The Poetic Journey. I'm going to start this piece off with a song from Goody Mob. I don't own the rights to it. I'm just using it for promotional use. I'm not getting paid on this podcast or anything. So it's just for promotional use, period. They own all the rights to the song itself. The piece is called Black Lives Matter. Lord, it's so hard living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than continue to live in this way. Black Lives Matter. Shit. Since when? Look as I begin. I'm just speaking from what I've seen. You know what I mean? So if I come across like, hey, he sound like he might be kind of racist, just know maybe I am. Or maybe I just lack the patience to back this scam held against my people via the government, the prisons, the schools. So many tools the oppressors who continue to oppress us have been given, yet they try to impress us by getting down on one knee, or like wearing a dashiki is going to wipe away the blood of my people. And I'm not even speaking the last 400 years, although I should be. I'm speaking since I've been in physical form. The norm is, and always seems to be, black lives really don't matter, at least to the powers that be. If these same powers could see and feel the pain and what it's like to reveal to your child that, wow, you may have the better acumen for that job, the better interview for that job, you still might not get that job. You still might not get that job, and it all lies in that beautiful melanin skin that you're in. That's why sometimes self-hatred can begin a horrid path to where self-love is replaced with self-hate, like, why was I even born this way? Well, let me explain. Because through your birth as a black woman or a black man, you inherit a whole lot of pain. See, as you know, some of us came by the ships, shipped like cargo, shackled and chained. It's 2023, and from my view, not much has changed. Except those chains that once were applied to us physically have successfully been applied to our brains. Well, some of our brains, who think things are just so great. I'm sorry, y'all. You know what? I'm lying, y'all. Because I'm not really sorry at all. I just can't relate to this misplaced trust in a government that doesn't love us, in a system that doesn't love us. It's not coincidental. They don't love us. See, the narrative, I needed to change. So we must change our Black Lives Matter to Black Power Matters. See, with the power, we can use the tools these fools use against us. Not that we ever would, or would we, could we, build our own Greenwood District of Tulsa, you know, Black Wall Street, but instead of it only being in the state of Oklahoma, it'll be in each and every state a black man or black woman belong to. See, they had the right idea back then, made by us, divided by us. So the goals we look to reach are guided by us. But is that realistic now? You know, like in the days we live in now? What's unrealistic to me is how you can picture living in the days we live in now. Can't you see? You just one interaction with the police from being dead. And you don't have to be a criminal. Their message to us haven't been subliminal. They want to be hailed as heroes on social media and in the news, all while sowing the seeds of fear. Let me say this here. I love my black people, and I like to think that my people love me. But love alone ain't gonna save us from this predicament here. It's gonna take some action, and I ain't talking no peaceful protest. See, as much as I would love for the powerful to give to the powerless, how many times has it truly happened? See, before you think about hand clapping and snapping, think about this piece all while unwrapping. Black power matters. Because without it, to them, our lives have little to no meaning. And I hope you got this message and what I was convening. Peace.